an attitude of freedom. Each one of us is the master of our environment. You know, each person's situation or environment is unique to that individual. And we've learned to manipulate it, cope with it, whatever it is, we're the master of it. Oftentimes, this kind of behavior moves into our walk with God. We get a certain sense of attainment in our walk. You know, if you pray for something and God answers it, you have a success, right? And you get a certain feeling about that. And it's not a bad thing. But just hear me out. And each one of us has preferences for the way that we like things being done in a service or at home or at work. And that's our preference, so it's obviously the right way, right? Now, I'm assuming that you're like me, so that's why I'm talking like this. But I want to tell you some of the things that have been happening in this life related to all this stuff. I used to lead worship a lot, and I don't anymore. And I think this thing that I'm talking about was part of it. You know, when we have a certain sense of attainment, or we want things done a certain way, we stop listening to Father. And it's just, like a knee-jerk reaction. You know, a certain set of circumstances happens, and we want it, the outcome a certain way. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but you know, there's that one scripture that God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. And thinking that we can handle it without consulting with Him is pride. And I knew what worked in a worship service. I had my feelings about things that didn't work. And I think Father said, oh, so if you know how to do this, here, I'll just set the whole thing on your shoulders. And it wore me out. But He was resisting me. And I had to, like Elijah, I had to go find a cave. Kind of had to find a hole to hide in. My response to God resisting me is I go into a deep depression, and it's just amazing how He works with us. Let's turn to John 8 if we could. We're going to start at 31. This may reveal something about each one of us. To the Jews who had believed Him, Jesus said, "If you hold to My teaching, you are really My disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Now, normally when this is quoted, it's just verse 32 that's quoted. If you hold to My teaching, you are really My disciples. If you hold to My teaching, maybe that could be paraphrased as, if you're listening to Me, You think? That's not messing it up too much, is it? If you're listening to me. And look at the response of the Jews. We are Abraham's descendants, have never been slaves of anyone. Now, did Jesus tell them, you're under slavery? No. They had a reaction. This is exactly what he wanted. I think for us individually, we work with ourselves, we work with the things about us that bother us, we whitewash it, or we're constantly repenting for it, or whatever it is. But we have a certain sense of peace and order about all those things because we've managed them. Now, freedom is a gift that he's given us, right? If the Son sets someone free, they are free indeed, and we have all been set free. But what about when you look at other people? You know, it's pretty easy to spot areas of difficulty in other people, whether they're, you know, somebody in the world or somebody you work with or brethren, family members, they're the easiest. Because you got a history with those family members, right? Yeah. How do you see them as free? That's kind of a dilemma. So, we've never been slaves to anyone. Right. Okay. Now, with that scripture in mind, I found a certain similarity in Revelation 3 to a posturing. And maybe we could turn there. I thought it was pretty cool. And it's the letter to the church in Laodicea. And look at verse 17. You say, I am rich, I have acquired wealth, and do not need a thing. Interesting, huh? We've never been a slave of anyone. We're rich. I don't need a thing. But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, and white clothes, and salve. So it's that posturing that we've got it together, we're managing, we've attained a certain amount. We've learned how to walk with God, you know, or I've walked with God for 50 years. What do you notice about a child in comparison to an adult? The child's totally spontaneous. They're living in the moment, right? And that's how he calls us to live. All that history, all that feeling, a good feeling that we have, push it all aside. It's us and him. That's all that exists. The moment. What's he saying now? I think that we're all concerned about our level of freedom, if I could phrase it like that. But I believe that if we're in the moment listening to Father, we're going to be hearing how to love other people, how to free other people. You know, sometimes it's just a word. Sometimes it's a smile. Sometimes it's a touch. Doesn't have to be a sermon. Because every one of us are vessels of the Most High God. We're filled with the Holy Spirit. See what power that gives you? You're Christ in the earth. You're free. You have been a slave, but you're not anymore, because he set you free. So as we go about our day, listen to him. Be sensitive to him and who's around you. You know, Ephesians 4 says that the body is built up by what every joint supplies. Now, a joint isn't one bone. It's where something comes together, right? So it's that interaction that we have with each other that builds the body up. We're going to see fantastic things happen in the body of Christ as we just relax with each other and love. This time together is a workshop. This isn't the deal. This is just a carbon copy of the real deal. This is our time to get together and experiment. It's a play. You know, I raise dogs, and the way they learn to fight is in play. You know, they play with each other, chase each other around. See, it's the games we play that we're going to learn from. Like children. Let's not take ourselves so seriously that we're rigid and we can't experiment here. If we listen to him, you know, we're looking through a dark glass, right? We don't see things crystal clear. But if we act on what we do here, you know, it's like working a muscle. You work it in the right way, and it gets stronger in that way. It gets a muscle memory. Like this year, I finally relaxed in my surfing. I've been surfing 39 years. And I thought to myself, you know, if I don't have muscle memory at this point, I'm wasting my time. So I just took the brain off the control and just started surfing with my heart. And it totally changed things. It's amazing. Maybe we can do that in every area of our life. I don't know, it's a theory. Romans 12, 1 and 2, what does that say? Huh? Do y'all know that one by heart? Yeah. Maybe we ought to read it. Let's look at it. Okay, that says, brothers, in view of God's mercy, offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Don't conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's so, surrender is so key to this. Realizing that he's got a hold of us. We don't need to work it. The kingdom realm is within you. So there's really nothing we can do to make it happen. God, he worked and he sat down. It's done. It's for us to enjoy with him. We're participating in the finished works of Christ. Just look at the pattern of Christ. You know, Philippians 2. He surrendered to the will of Father to the point of death. And now where is he? The name that is above every name. The name that is above every name. That every knee will bow. Oh, we want to see the earth. We want to see the earth transformed. But they're not going to bow before us. It's our job first. Absolute surrender. That's where true freedom is. Because then those parts of our personality and our habits and our history, they're going to be dealt with. They're going to be so dealt with by God that they're not going to be an issue anymore. When God says something to us, we're not going to fight it. We're going to say, yes! With delight. Amen?
Amen.
Good deal. Thank you.
Sitting there listening to the word, feeling in my own heart that there are still areas of untapped liberties of freedom of Christ flowing truly and truly and purely and completely in my life. How about you? It was for freedom that Christ set us free. We've got to experience that freedom, though, in every area of our being, spirit, soul, and body. Might have a little work ahead of us here, but the Lord's good, isn't he? How many can just say that, Lord, right now we just kind of lift up our spirits to you. Say you're fully aware, Lord, of our coming, our going, our rising, our sitting, everything about us. We repent for the lack of exposure and the lack of openness to you on every realm. But we just say this morning, Father, we open up a little wider.
Hallelujah.
We open up a little bit wider, a little bit more. That the fullness of your love, the fullness of your spirit indwelling us shall come with the full force, hallelujah, of all of your love, of all of your blessing. For you come to create us whole in this hour and make all things new in this hour. Amen. We appropriate that in our lives. Believe the Lord Jesus Christ. Any other comments on this word this morning? Beautiful. Amen. Good. Bless your hearts. Let's take an offering, shall we?
I pray to the Lord.
Who was it?